Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we just want to get right into today's program, just talking to you more about prophecy. We had to give it to you this way, and we have a limited amount of time. We just want to be able to speak to you, first of all, biblically, just so you know, that in the Word of God, the Bible, you know, it says in the book of Acts, he says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your young men will have dreams. And which one is it?
That your young men have visions and your old men will dream dreams.
Yes, exactly. Because you're young, you know, visions like takes energy. and then the dream. And so God, what that is does not Job 33, does God not speak to a man? Does he not speak to him in his deep sleep? Does he not warn him that God speaks to us in many different ways? And one way he speaks to us is through our dreams. The name of Jesus came in a dream to Joseph, the verification of what's going on. The plans, the so many different things, the famine that was coming to Egypt was revealed to a non-Christian in a dream, but a non-Jew at that time. But a Jew named Joseph was the one that interpreted that dream. Mm-hmm. Another non-Jew, not of God, particular leader. Had a dream, but one of God's people, Daniel, interpreted the dream, and we're still walking that dream out now. And so this is how things happen. One of the ways God speaks, and when you abide with the Lord, and we always talk about abiding with Him, you start getting into this conversation with God. Like He says in Proverbs 1, He says, "If you just listen to me, I want to reveal the secrets to you. I want to talk to you." And it's important for that to take place and understand all of this. Is in the context, you know, what is God saying? The timings, people don't necessarily know the timings, but if you heard the earlier part of this about the prophecies and talking about Colosseum and how the agents are praying, the Christian agents are praying for America to be humbled. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is amazing that how much of alignment that is. But so we have, go ahead and introduce, you know, what happened there, and then I'll introduce what happened this Sunday.
My son Isaiah had a dream. You know, this is a young man that just, he loves God. He abides, spends time with the Lord, has just grown up just reading the Word and us sharing as a family and sharing what God has spoken to us individually and, of course, dreams prophetically. And God gave him a dream. And actually, he's given him several dreams. Several dreams he's had where God showed him how I was going to rescue him and showed him the fear needed to come out of his life. Showed us ministering to Indians. I mean, just many over the years. But he, in one night, the Lord gave him four dreams about what is to come and a strategy on how the church can actually pray for the president. Yes. And so I want you to listen to these dreams. Yeah. We recorded them, and I want you to hear what he shared.
We're going to follow this, just so you know. We're going to follow this because this Sunday, the Lord, he feels like the Lord gave him some sort of interpretation to that. We're going to let him also share that with you as well. But first, listen to this, how it all began.
So the Lord spoke to you some dreams. Go ahead and share. You have four dreams at different times. Go ahead and share the dreams the Lord gave you.
Okay, well, the first dream I had was about me, Christian, and Jonathan. We went to just fooling around in the neighborhood, and then we opened this garage door, and it was like a basement. So when we peeked inside, we saw a TV and people talking. So then that's when we ran because I got frightened and we were fearful. And then the people came out, and then I noticed a face that I couldn't forget. And it was this North Korean guy that kept on persecuting the church. And so I knew that I was in trouble. So then when his translator, because he didn't speak English, his translator asked me, "Can you swear on your God that you didn't look? Because I guess they were planning something to attack or something." And then I said, "No, I can't do that because I did peek." So then, and then he said, "In a few days, we're going to take you and abuse you." And then that's when we went to the White House. They left. We went to the White House, and then my friend Christian, he was gone. I do not know what happened to him. He disappeared. And then when they were helping me and Jonathan be secure, they were having every safety that you could have, security everywhere. And then the Korean guy is coming to the White House. He's like right in front of the house. So then they put me and Jonathan in this room with a window. And then I saw Barack Obama. And then I already knew...
The president.
Yes, the president. And then I already knew that the North Korean guy killed everybody. I just knew it in my heart. And then Barack Obama, he told me, help me, get, because there was this window. So I opened the window and then I pushed him out. And then Jonathan was gone. I don't know what happened to him. He just disappeared. And then I said, hey, that's a good idea. So I jumped out too. And then I went to my house. And then I opened the door, got inside, went into the family room. And I said, Mom, Dad. They're going to take me and abuse me. And then they said, I hope you get abused. I don't care if they do. And then I just screamed and ran into the front room of my house. And then I started crying and pleading that I wouldn't get abused. And I was just thinking about everything that they would try to do to me. Everything. And that was the end of the dream. The second one was when me and my friend Jonathan, we were riding our bikes up and down the hill, and it was a new area. Everything was brand new, high tech, everything. And then we just kept on going around, and we just started focusing on the race, nothing else. Then we heard lightning struck. We ignored it, and then it started getting dark. So we started to head back, and then as we were heading back, we were seeing dirt. Everything was dirt. Everything was burned. The flowers were all gone, pitch black, everything. Everything was destroyed. It was death. And as we're going back, we're seeing everybody being poor in that new area that was just built. And then everything in that new area was destroyed. There was nothing there except dirt on the road. So then we see people having stands to sell things just to survive. So they're asking everybody, hey, I'll trade this with you if you give me food. Because they're hungry and they have nothing. So as we're going and going, it was all muddy. Everything was just horrible. And then as I go back to my house, the house is completely disappeared. It's not even there. It was like it was never built. And everything was just destroyed. Everything. And that was the end of that dream. The third dream was when I saw everybody robbing everything. Everything. They were broken into houses. They were breaking into the cars, getting gasoline from the cars. People getting mugged. A lot of bloodshed. Just everybody kept on wrestling, fighting each other just to survive, stealing everything, and just going crazy. And that was the end of that dream. And the fourth dream was about me in the church with the Vine Fellowship Network church. And we were just sitting around, and then we heard shots being fired, and then I didn't see who was shooting at us, so then it was me, my mom, and Miss Tracy, one of the sisters of VFN, and then they shot us. I got shot, my mom got shot, and Miss Tracy got shot. I got shot, but I was still living. I was still, like, alive. My mom, I don't know what happened to her. I really didn't see, but then I saw Miss Tracy laying down on the ground with a bullet in her chest and blood was leaking out, and that was the end.
We have a limited amount of time, so I want to go right to me talking to Isaiah, who you just heard talk about his dream. Listen to what the Lord revealed to him, or watch.
Isaiah had a dream early on. Well, the Lord gave him four dreams, and, right?
Yes.
And let me make sure that's close enough. And he shared those what God said to him, and it was just, we were sitting in the hallway of a hotel room, right, going, both of us sitting on the floor looking across each other going, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Both of us got tears in our eyes. But he said he will speak to all of us. And the fact that, you know, Isaiah, how old are you now?
I'm 12.
He's 12 years old, which is half of 24. The that, you know, he abides with the Lord. He spends time with God. He loves the Lord. And God spoke to him. And he gave him four dreams. But then God gave him, is beginning to give him the interpretation of those dreams. He's beginning to see what those dreams meant. So he had four dreams, right?
Yes.
Kind of just sequences of dreams. And he's going to talk to us about those dreams, but one at a time. And then he's going to share what God showed him. As a matter of fact, what he's looking at, I think, this is what he's looking at right here. That Bible's called the
Action Bible.
The Action Bible. And so I'm going to stand with you and just let you share. Is this too high or too low? Is it good?
It's good. It's good. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so my first dream was about Kim from the president.
Yeah, the leader of North Korea.
Yes.
Kim Jong
Un.
U-N. Kim Jong Un. Matter of fact, you're probably seeing him up here right now. Y'all see Kim Jong Un? He's 16, is he? How old is he?
What?
They took 8,000 Christians and took them into a stadium and killed them in front of the people. They have, what do they call those prisons, gulags, or they have, it's terrible what's taking place inside of North Korea. And so it's totally persecution of anything, church, anything Jesus Christ. And so that was your first one, so start.
Okay, so it was about me and my friends, Jonathan and Christian. We were kind of fooling around, and then we look under this garage, and we see some people planning something. And I was thinking about planning something too bad, and then we just immediately run, and then they catch up to us, and then his translator, because
this is Kim Jong Woo, yeah, is actually chasing you.
Yes, okay. Both of them.
Oh,
and his translator.
So his translator and Kim Jong Woo is actually chasing you from the house.
Yes.
Okay.
So his translator says that. So did you look under whatever it was called, shed or something? And then I said, he said something about, do you swear on your God? And I said no, because we did look in there. So then his translator says you will be punished and abused for doing that.
So that was the first. Do you have the Bible back up again? So Kim Jong-un will say he saw Kim Jong-un up under, when he was looking at this house, up under the foundation of the house. Rick Joyner talks about there's a fire up under the entire foundation of America. But he's seeing this. And so he starts running, and Kim Jong-un and the
translator
runs after them. And what did they say one more time? What did they say?
They said, for your punishment, we will abuse you.
Okay. And that's what's taking place actually right now in North Korea. And so what did you find out?
So I started reading the Action Bible a pretty while back. So I read this. It said the final days based
on... This is the book of Revelation?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So on the end of the days, four horsemen will ride forth, and I had four dreams. And it says it was... Okay, yes. So the ride forth, first a conqueror, and I was thinking about...
So the first horse is a conqueror.
Yes,
so
yes.
So four horses, the first one's named Conqueror, and so he's starting to ponder that.
Yes, and the second one...
Well, you want to wait. You're doing one at a time. So
yes,
did you
yes.
see... So you were telling me that what God revealed to you was Kim Jong-un and his interpreter, that's like the conquering horse. It was the first dream, right?
Yes.
You have four dreams, four horses, and the Lord was showing you...
Yes.
This is that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so the second dream was about how me and my friend Jonathan, we were riding... our bikes up and down the hill, and then we heard thunder, like, and then we just practically ignore it, 'cause, and then, And then I didn't, and then later on, I felt like a storm hit, and everything, like a war was going on, and everything just, like, everything was new, everything was green. But then when we came back from playing, we actually saw destruction. Everything was, like, gone. Like, basically, it looked like death. It smelled, it really didn't smell that good, basically.
Describe what, if you're looking at it, what does it look like when you're looking in that dream?
It looked like buildings were trashed, like nothing was there. Everything was gone.
What did the ground look like?
The ground looked was filled with dirt and nothing, no concrete, nothing.
So it's just like wasteland, huh?
Yes.
Okay. What's the second horse?
The second horse is war. Then war riding on the red horse. So basically what I was thinking about that, about war, was because it looked like a battlefield, basically, after they were done with destroying everything.
Wow, so the first horse in the first dream was like conqueror, the spirits over North Korea, and the second dream was is war, which is a red horse, right?
Yes.
And so he looked like war hit the land.
Yes.
And when I think about, you can hear more on VFN Radio, go to VFN Torch, but John shared about, we talk about Joel chapter 2, but nobody talks about Joel chapter 1. But what he's describing is Joel chapter 1, because Joel chapter 1 says, as this storm is going behind it is destruction, but in front of it is like the Garden of Eden. But as it progresses, it looks just like this dream.
Yes.
So that's Joel chapter 1, which is the groundwork, by the way, for an outpouring. Okay.
Okay, so the third dream was about how everybody was robbing everybody because they had nothing. There was, like, basically no food, so they just kept on robbing. A lot of bloodshed, just breaking through windows and just getting whatever they can. And then the third will come forth on, I can't read that. A third will come famine on a black horse. So I think famine means lack.
Right.
Lack of food or crops. So that's
in your dream, are there people like trying to sell stuff on the side of the road, trying to?
Yes. They're trying to, because they're hungry and there's nothing else. It's basically kind of like the flea market.
Right.
It looks similar to that.
To me, it sounds a lot like Haiti, like Jared when he was in Haiti, that it's not a lot of grass and just kind of scraping by and all that.
Yes.
Little difficult times.
Yes. Okay, so my fourth dream was about death, about the church being killed, basically. And then I didn't see any bullet shot or anything. I just heard the sound of it. And then I just feel myself, like, going down. I feel heat. So then the last one, death will come forth on a pale horse with hell following close behind him. And the fourth dream was about death.
Wow. So read that whole revelation again.
Okay. In the end days, four horsemen will ride forth. First a conqueror on a white horse, then war riding on a red horse. Third will come famine on a black horse, and finally death will come from form on a pale horse with hell following close behind him.
So hell is the ultimate end part of everything, is following this last horse. Then it seems right, hell. So also I know that, so based on what God's shown you about that this conqueror in the first horse,
yes,
it got our president's attention, right?
Yes.
So when this conqueror, this Kim Jong-un in the dream, which represents whatever that means, and the interpreter, mm-hmm. when you were running, you ran all the way to Washington, D.C., right?
Yes.
And tell us that part of that.
Okay, so when I ran into Washington, D.C., what basically was going on in the White House was making sure that everybody was okay and just to protect me, protect the president, too. So they take me to this room as Kim Jong-un, was walking in. Mm-hmm. So basically, I see the president, and he's by the window, and he's telling me to help him jump out the window.
So what was he feeling like at that moment?
He looked very scared, very fearful, very frightened.
Because this conqueror was coming towards the White House?
Yes.
And he was looking out the window, and he said, help me?
Yes.
And then what happened?
So then I help him jump out. And then I just decide to jump out with him, but he just leaves me.
Does he?
Like, leaves me.
Okay.
And I go back to my house, and then I tell my parents what's going on, and then this is not true, but they wouldn't do that to me. I tell them, and then they said, I hope that they abuse you and take you. Right. And I run to my front room. Remember, this is a dream.
Don't beat me, don't beat me.
And then I run to the front room where you walk in, and then I just start crying. Excuse me. So I just start crying and crying and just thinking about what they'll do to me.
And so. You know, and he says, you know, in the last days that people in their own household will turn against you. And so, you know, you're looking at what he represents in the dream is the church. And remember, pray for our president. Pray for him, because what God is showing in this dream is that the church is going to help him. He's going to look out the window, which I believe is a vision. He's going to get clarity. And he's going to see that this is not good. And it's the church that helps the president. It's the church that helps him at that moment, right?
Yes.
And then you start realizing that's a good idea to go out the window too, right?
Yes.
Well, praise. Well, so what would you say to everybody right now from what God has shown you? And that thundering is the voice of God.
Yes.
So what would you say? You're talking to all the family, the people that are watching, some viewers. I mean, what would you say to the young people right now about what God's saying to them?
Well, when God speaks to you, you need to take it, because it's a gift from God, and just share it. Just don't think about what people would say, like, oh, this kid's just making it up. It's just when you really think about it in your heart, it's God. And so, yeah.
What would you say about the future of what's coming to the world? What do you think, based on what the Lord's shown you?
That there's going to be a lot of destruction, but it's going to be probably the best times in the world, because I really feel that God's really going to save many, many spirits.
Awesome. Praise God. Let's give him a hand.
Oh, my goodness. I can't add anything to that. The Lord said he would do this, and we're seeing it take place. We need to listen to what God's saying. No, that's not the only voice. That's just a confirming voice of what God is saying. He's saying it around the globe. Understand this. There's hope. The greatest day that the church has ever seen is ahead of us. The question is, are you a part of it? Have you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Not do you hang around Christians? Not are you a very religious person? Not are you known for church attendance? Do you know Jesus? And you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today by just crying out to say, dear God, I want you, Jesus. I want you to be the Lord of my life. You know, I have fallen short. I've went astray. I have sinned. And I want to make you the Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me from my sin. I want you, Jesus. As a matter of fact, find out more how we made this decision, how we met God through his son, Jesus Christ, at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. And I want you to go to the VFN Torch and look at more details on this, because we're going to post a lot of related sources to this prophetic word, the confirmations and things that are going on. Listen, he said this in Revelation. He says, hear what my spirit says to the churches. And we have to pay attention. And I just love how God is speaking to children. If you're young and somebody told you that God can't, you know, there's like a baby Holy Spirit and God can't, you know, it's the same Holy Spirit, son. It's the same Holy Spirit, young lady, in you that's in every other adult. And God will speak to you and God will use you. As a matter of fact, God has shown us God is raising up young people in this day to do great exploits for him. And if you want to find out, tell your parents, hey, I want to go to one of the places that actually let that happen in my life. I want to be used. I don't waste my time. You can do that at the VFN Dream Center. Go to VFNDreamCenter.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.